Blog Talk Radio.
All right, testing, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2. Okay, switchboard is freaking out on me there. I am on here. If anybody's listening to me, I doubt anybody is, but we're over in Miss Tasha's room right now. And I'm going to put on some music here to write us into the next 15 minutes or so.
One, two, three, oh! Thank you.
Together sometimes,
I know.
You need my help, yes,
I know.
I give you everything you need,
I know.
I need your help, yes,
I know.
You did turn, you did twist, you look left and right, you know, give me anything,
I know.
Now you want to be my friend, you know, possible. Get your car,
I know.
I get my car,
I know.
Me and you, we never rode together,
I know.
You they go, I they come,
I know.
Me and you, we jump together,
I know.
You say you wrong,
I know.
You say I right, yes,
I know.
You say you stretch my car for me the second day. You run away from me,
I know.
I don't see you again,
I know.
Now you want to run away again. You know, bossy,
oh, she, she.
I say, you know, bossy,
oh, she, she.
Man, not to do the things the way you do.
right. We're holding it down, broadcasting live from Bombay to the Bay and down to L.A. It's Vince with you on BTR. This is whatever. Just whatever you want it to be. Would it be? And let's go to our phones. We've got, I believe we have Ace and Abu. What's up, fellas?
What's going on, Vince? How's it going?
First-time caller,
love your show.
Thanks. It's great to have you here. Ace, what's up, bro?
Not me. Just been trying to make sure I can still hear after that shit she was playing, though.
Was it too loud?
No, I mean, I got my volume cranked all the way up because I.
Oh, you know what?
Before I came in here and I fucked my shit up like that.
Oh, you know what? Are you taking a dump right now?
No, I'm taking shit on your show.
Is that you, Abu? Abu, are you taking a dump right now?
No, I just got pissed.
I'm putting you on timeout, Abu. That didn't take very long. It's like, you know what it is? It's like a hockey match, and like, you know, like the home team, they always have that one defender that always like gets put in the penalty box like right off the bat and puts the team at a one man down out of the gate. That's what Abu just did right there.
Oh man.
Anyways, ladies, please help us out here. Me and Ace were just hanging out, you know, minding our own business, you know, just looking for a good time here on BTR. So feel free to give us a call. The number here is 347-826-7667. It's Ace and Abu here with you, and we're going to your calls. And we have a call now from the 785. You're on BTR. What's up?
Yeah, BTR was good.
Nothing much. I'm actually not BTR. I'm Vince. Who's the caller? 785. Who's that?
Creekly. That's me.
Who?
That's me.
It's Jay you. Creekly.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, you. Thanks for calling in, you.
Yes. But I have a few things to say on the
Go
radio.
For it, man. Take it away.
Yes. So, how did you start on the radio station? What made you start the radio station?
What radio station? What, BTR?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't start BTR, dude. I'm just doing a show on BTR.
What the fuck you listening to that for your stupid ass, you dummy bitch?
Well, then.
Alrighty. Well, ladies, we encourage you to give us your calls. I thought that might have been a lady. It sounded... They sounded like ladies for a second there, but I think they might just be really young boys. Again, that's Michael's problem. I don't think Michael really liked little boys. I think he just mistaken them for little girls. So we're going to put the girls on a timeout, and we'll go back into some more music here.
How he was talking? Oh, shit.
He
wanted to be so hood. He wanted to be so hood. He tried so hard. I'm giving this props. Play some more loud music, Vince.
All right, man. I'm going to play some loud shit, dude. We're going to go into your calls on the other side of this. Give me a call at 347-826-7667. This is California. Loving you on BTR. California.
California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. California. that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass pimp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Tuning in here, and once again, I'm not the creator of BTR. I don't know if maybe these kids thought that I, just because I had a really deep, manly, sexy voice, that somehow I was like the create. I know I sound like God, but that doesn't mean I'm the God of BTR. But I'm flattered that he thought that, though. I don't know. Anyways, we're back with Abu, Ace Killer. We got the 8-3. We got the 8-3-2. Who's an 8-3-2?
Yes, it's Jimmy.
Oh, shit. It's Jenny.
Yes.
Oh,
hey Jenny. Hey Jenny. Welcome to the program. And we also have the 917. Who's the 917?
Oh shit. My bad. Text me.
917. Very well then. 832, what was that again? Jenny or Susan or what's your name again?
Jimmy.
Damon? Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Damon.
German.
Jenny. Yes. Jenny.
German. Remy.
Oh yeah.
Remy, what's going on, dude? Where's the 832, bro?
Right here.
It's at Loyola?
No.
It's the suburbs, man.
It's the suburbs. It's the suburbs? Yeah. Okay. You should have said that at first. I. Sorry, man. Sorry for the confusion.
Oh,
the woman is.
Okay, Tiffany. Tiffany is on the 917. Tiffany, are you there?
Me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What's going on,
okay,
Tiffany?
Great.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Just kind of chilling. I can't sleep, so.
Right. Excellent.
BTR.
Yeah, thank you for being. You sound like a real woman, so thank you for being a real. Thank you for being a real woman. We had some kids call in earlier. some riff raff, some trolls, and they had really high pitched voices, so I thought they were ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So I let them into my den, and I got burned, so I had to dump them.
That's a good idea.
But anyways, Tiff, where are you at? Are you in Manhattan, or you're in one of the other boroughs?
Actually, I am. I'm in Manhattan at the moment.
Are you like an East Side girl or Upper West Side?
Upper West Side.
Oh, so you have that view of the park. Okay, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Vince, you're from fucking California. How you even know this shit?
I lived in New York for 2 years. I love New York. It's a fantastic, whimsical place.
Vince, who else do you have on the line?
Oh, I'm sorry. We have Ace here. Ace is holding it down in Nashville. He's our man on the street. He's our correspondent. He's covering the Steve McNair situation as it unfolds on the scene. And we also have our good friend holding it down from Mill Nation, Mr. Abu.
What's up, Tiffany?
Hey, how are you?
All right.
That's good.
Mill Nation will be Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for all those that don't know Mill Nation.
Don't worry, okay. Abu's clean. We've done a background check on him. He has no relation to the PLO or the Lebanese Liberation or any of that. Hamas. He has no connections to Hamas. He's clean.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. First time calling in to your show, Vince. So.
Oh wow.
So I'm usually not up this late. But
right.
I was on Be Encouraged Radio.
Uh-huh.
We were on there for a couple hours. So now he's got us all wound up, and now I can't sleep. So.
Wait, Be Encouraged Radio? What does that mean? Like it's like self-help or something?
No, Be Encouraged Radio. He has a radio show on Blog Talk.
Uh-huh.
So I guess it's like just about motivation. And it looks like he was in your chat room. It looks like
he was
in your chat room earlier. Yeah.
Okay.
We kind of follow each other. There's like a little following in the afternoon, and then we kind of follow each other in the evening.
Oh, okay.
You know, you kind of see the same people late night. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've actually been trolling around with the Mill Nation crew. There's this crew that are mostly based in Milwaukee, and I'd say it's maybe like 5 to 10 of them. Solid that all have their own BTR shows, and they're basically just, it's more just social networking. It's just people hanging out like a party line, but it's a radio show, you know, and so they just line up all their shows in a row, and everybody just takes their turn hosting their show, and it's like the same characters that kind of roll over from show to show, and there's like you know, you really have to it's almost episodic, like a serial, because there's like common threads, and there's drama, and different characters weave in and out, and it's great, man. It's like better than reality TV.
That's true. And it's great, you know, connecting with people from different parts of the, you know, the different states. So that's what's so great about it, you know.
Yeah.
So, Tiffany, how come you don't have a New York accent?
I'm sorry?
How come you have no New York accent?
Because she's from Sacramento.
I'm from California.
Are you from Sacramento or the Central Valley somewhere?
The Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, cool. What part of the Bay?
I worked in the city for about 6 years in San Francisco, the financial district.
Oh.
And I'm sorry.
Oh, did you grow up in California, or are you from New York?
I grew up in California, and I just moved to New York, so I've been here about 3.5 months.
Oh, cool.
I'm new to the city. Yeah, I'm new to
right
the city.
Right on.
Just getting used to the people. It's a different breed over here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Getting used to that.
Yeah, you know, I found that I was talking to Ace, who's back with us now. I was talking to Ace about this last night. I was saying how when I was in New York, that eventually I think I had, ultimately I had like a personality conflict with New York in general and just the whole pace of life there. Like I'm from California. I'm very laid back. I'm very mellow. I'm very subtle. I'm very dry. I'm not in a hurry. And I don't show a lot of signs of stress or, like, tension or emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that rubbed a lot of people in New York, especially the rat race in Manhattan, drove them kind of, like, nutty because they're, like, people out there, like, sort of have the blinders on and they're just trying to get ahead. They're just trying to get that cheese. And when they're freaking out because things aren't going right and look around and see some dude who's just, like, just sitting there, just not showing any emotion, not seeming to be as stressed out as them, it frustrates them, and it just causes for conflict. And I just learned ultimately that New York's cool, it's fun. I'll always look for an excuse to go back there and visit and see friends and party and stuff, but it's just not my speed. Ultimately, I'm from fucking California. You know, we don't fucking stress. And we stress, and we get tense, and we get worked up, and we get anxious and shit. But you just can't let it overwhelm you. And I think some people in New York are just, you know, it's not even necessarily like native New Yorkers. It's more just people that gravitate to the cesspool that is Manhattan, where you have the financial center of the world. You have all those fucking cocksuckers on Wall Street who are running the fucking planet right now. And then you have everybody chasing after them, trying to get on their payroll, essentially. And it's a long line, and there's a lot of fucking little rats running around trying to go after the same cheese. And it's dirty, and it stinks, and the weather sucks, and everybody's pissed off, and it's impossible to do anything without spending $800. And you'll never own property unless you're a fucking Wall Street hedge fund manager. It's just not worth it ultimately for me. But that's just me. Some people can stick it out, and some people do get ahead. But I think there's a lot of broken dreams that are left in New York City and probably Los Angeles too.
Right. Well, I moved here, you know, just for the experience and because I'm writing and I have some content here. But I don't see myself here, you know, for 5 years. I see myself here for 3 years, two or three mm-hmm. years actually. But I did want to just come for the experience, but not to stay, because it is you. What you just said is totally true. You know, everybody is you know they cling to different people who can help them. Like, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? If there's nothing in it for me, then I don't want to be your friend. I don't socialize with you. I don't want to talk to you. So this very very shallow
mm-hmm.
type mentality when it comes to meeting new people. You know. So they're just different.
Yeah.
They're just very different. They don't have time. There's no time for excuse me. Rush, rush, rush.
Yeah, but you know what the beauty is? That we're in an age now where technology is just expanding so rapidly that things like this, like BTR, are allowing for like-minded people to gravitate to each other faster and easier. And you're going to slowly see more of that, I think, as technology just keeps breeding off of itself. And I think it's important for us as the next generation of thinkers and innovators and protectors of those innovators is to just leave a hands-off approach and let the – because right now technology is the only thing that's really blossoming and the only thing you could really count on as like a solid industry in anywhere in the United States. There's no more industry. There's no more physical industrial production in the United States anymore. It's just a big nation of consumers, and it's consumers with less – and less jobs, and you know, it basically you just have the government feeding people welfare so that they can continue to consume, and it's just got to be overhauled. We have to become producers again, and I think technology is going to allow us to be producers, because there's not really, when you think about it, the United States is a huge landmass. You know, it's probably the size of like I don't know, India combined with Europe is the size of the United States, probably, at least the mainland, you know, not counting, say, you know, Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a huge space. Like, look at Montana. There's not, there ain't shit in Montana. There's no people. There's only like 300,000 or 300 million people in the United States compared to, like, you look at India, which is like half the size or a third of the size and has like three times the population. You know, there's still a lot of space here. And so that means there's still, you know, relatively not a lot of people here, even despite all the immigrants, even despite, you know, whatever, people that are visiting or, you know, illegally or legally here. It's still not a lot of people here. So, like, there's still time for us all to become individual producers and start producing again and feeding back out to these developing countries like India and China, which, you know, which kind of thrive on us is just for, like, if anything else, just culture. Like, I think everybody, that's the beauty of America, is that, you know, everybody sort of, I don't know, idolizes our culture, just our mass consumer, not necessarily consumer, but mass, our mass culture, like all the art that we produce and, you know, our freedom of expression and freedom of religion and all that bullshit. I think the whole world admires that. So we just got to, like, use that to our advantage, you know, and whatever, we'll be all right. We got a new caller on the line. We've got the 773. Who's this? 773. I'm going to pull you up right now. 773. You're on the air.
What's up? It's Kendall.
What's up?
I like what y'all talk about, y'all conversation on the radio. Talk about technology.
Sweet. What's your take on technology?
Well, it's like the world is getting better because of technology. Because usually, the world gonna be faster because of technology. But I like hearing it so I can get a more influence on how stuff is and the new resources and stuff.
Hey, Tiff, are you still there? Are you still with us?
Yeah.
Technology, but there's a lot of disadvantages to it, too. Like, I have a feeling that soon text messages will be just, they're already out of control. I like texting to a certain extent, but it just, what's the point in having a phone and knowing people if you ain't going to call them? Calling people is so much on a more personal level. It's more one-on-one. It's, you know, it's very personal. It's very heart-to-heart, whereas the texting is just, I don't get in on texting. I can't. You know, it's handy if you want to do an event. You can send more than one message to more than one person or whatever. But other than that, man, just doing it for fun. I just don't see the point in it. You know, it takes 5 to 10 seconds sometimes for some people to type one thing that you could call somebody up and say like that and be done with it. And just, I don't know. I don't. If one thing I'd love to see die out eventually is text messaging. No one ever fucking calls anyone anymore. It's always, I'm going to text you. Fuck that shit. I hate that. I hate not being able to hear how you are responding to me and how you're talking to me emotionally. Because it's like, you can take everything out of context with a text message. And that's how, I mean, that can fuck up a relationship over nothing, you know. So I don't like that. That's the one thing about technology I wish never would have happened. Text messages. The phone is, you know, there for a reason. It's
hello.
Whatever.
Hello.
IB Coaching, you're on the air. IB? It's not the IB, is it? IB? All right. No IB. I thought it says IB Coaching, so I thought maybe it was, you know, IB, the guy that's with the super ultra deep voice on here. But I guess not. Hello? Yeah,
hello?
He's gone. Oh, well.
Hello?
Abu.
Yeah, I'm here.
So what's going on, man? You got to work tomorrow?
Yes, at 4 p.m.
Fuck.
Yeah, But I want to talk about, do you ever hear of tantric sex?
Tantric sex?
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I certainly have not participated in it. Ace, I think you're live. Ace, are you alive? Yeah, you're there, man.
I'm live, I hope so.
Yeah, good. All right, just checking. All right. I'm sorry, what was I saying, Abu?
You heard of it? Never experienced. I'm the ladies that call in and see if anybody's experienced tantric sex.
Oh, hell no, I've never done that shit. Have you?
Huh?
Have you?
No, I have not. But
all right, well, let's take
what it. I read.
Yeah, well, if there's any ladies that want to give us a call right now. I know Tiffany, hopefully Tiffany's still listening, but she dropped off. It's too bad. You should have asked her while she was here, Abu. She was, you know, you could have asked her. I don't know, Tiffany, maybe if you're still listening and you have a second, Abu is curious about, I guess, quite frankly, I'm curious about tantric sex. How about you, Ace? Do you know anything about tantric sex?
I don't even know what that is, man.
Yeah, neither do I. I mean, I have an idea in my head what I think it might be like, but I don't even want to, like, speculate. So I would really appreciate it if somebody who's got some sort of, I don't know, this guy, I be coaching. I mean, maybe he knows. He be coaching, so maybe he's coached some tantric sex. I don't know. But
well, I've read about it. I have an idea what it is.
You have an idea of what it is?
No, I know what it is. It's basically, it's for when people are, like, so hyped up, ready to have sex, that they don't pre-ejaculate. The woman gets herself off while the man gets himself off together, they're encouraging one another. So they get themselves off, then they're able to, like, go and, you know, do other things with each other. And so when they're ready again, you can last longer. Because after you ejaculate the first time and the lady's got off the first time, the second time it takes longer to get through the process.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think I'd rather hear it from somebody that has done it. Because I have no idea what you're talking about. I didn't really understand half of what you said. And I don't think it matters if I did understand everything you said, because I think it's one of those things you just have to experience it firsthand to know what it's really about. What?
It's like masturbation with your partner in the room. You're both masturbating until you both get off, and then you have sex with each other because the process takes longer after you climax,
yeah,
to say the first time. So then you experience more sexual pleasure the second time because it takes longer.
Right. Yeah.
But then again, like,
oh, I already do that. That's tantric sex, and I've been doing tantric sex for a while. It's just jerking off and then having sex.
Yes.
Well, I mean, well, damn. I don't have to do that. That would take so long, though. Like, no, not even just trying to blow smoke up my own ass. I'm for real. Like,
no, but like chicks. Well, it depends. If you're with a chick, that wants you to last a long time, because I've done that. I've been with chicks that are like, they want to get me off first real quick because they know I'll last way longer.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Is I don't have to do that the first time to last longer. I just.
Oh, okay.
But then again, I'm 18. You know, I'm in my prime, so it's like. I got that stamina. I can.
Yeah, I know. I'm on the Geritol, so I have to kind of like time it out, and it's a whole different process once you get to about 55.
Wow.
So wow. Anyway, but no, I haven't had to do that yet, but I'm pretty sure when I start getting older, I will. That's actually, I didn't know there was a fucking word for it. I just was like, okay.
Rejoice in thy youth.
Ace is only 18 years old?
Yeah, man.
Damn, you sound like you're 30.
Hey, man, why you hating me for it? I ain't do nothing to you. Telling me.
No, I ain't hating. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I got you. But yeah, man, I'm 18.
Wow.
All right, ladies, if you're out there, we need to get confirmation on this whole tantric sex thing. Please give us a call, 347-826- 7667 or hit us up in the chat room. Whoa, it looks like Femme Patriot's here. Hey, Femme Patriot, good to see you. I think I'm going to throw on a little bit of music here. We'll take a break. We'll mix it up in the chat room. I'm on here with Abu and Ace. We're going to ride it out for another hour or so here on BTR. And we're going to mix things up right here. Oh, man.
I was going to say happy belated Independence Day.
Happy belated Independence Day?
No, Dependence Day, because we're not independent. We're dependent upon other countries for our survival.
Right. Well, there you have it. Right here, BTR, give us a call, 347-826-7667. Here's some Mac Dre.
Oh, yeah, it's Mac Dre back in your face.
Fuck, dude. It gets so loud right away. I have to put it at, like, 70%, dude. It's so fucking loud.
Oh, yeah, it's Mac Dre back in your face. I got my own boy Cooley in the place. Kick back, let us tell you about
this California lifestyle that I live. Zeus F that board, highs and mids. Whoopers in the truck, straight slamming. Striking through the neighborhood, jamming. We can drop the top or blow the brains. Hit the intersection and do some things. Backing up quick with a gang of yo. Smooth, thick legs, no pantyhose. Silky perms and dookie braids. Brothers with curls, some with fangs. House parties rock, way past three. Play straight tip. Races, having sex in the strangest places. Nike shoes, Levi jeans, triple gold Dayton's with straight lazy. Some on bones, some only leaves. Brothers like me rap to the beat. Dual exhaust, candy paint, fat bank and a gang of dang. Never on time, always late. On the Bay Bridge or the Golden Gate. If you wanna live on the best coast, you better try to move to the west coast. Well, life is too short in the game of sticks. Home of the Mac and the groupie old chick. Where brothers stay on the grind. Kick with a freak when they find the time. The C-A-L-I-F-O-R-N-I-A, rap superstar. Dose for dose, I love to spit. And for the day, I love to hit. Hold it in, so it can choke me. And when I get danked, it will provoke me. To bust the rhyme, through the mic. A West Coast rap, the kind you like. I'm from the B-A-L-L-E-J-O. We're making dope raps, is all I know. Wake up in the morning, eat some grits. Hit the studio, make some hits. Now that you've been told about, watch you rap fans get sold about. 1 million copies or even more. I'm pumping dope rhymes to the record store. Yeah, fool, you hear me spitting. Telling you about that California living.
It's up every day, trying to make it through. Stacking a bank, pulling women, and I take you. Would wanna be down with this California lifestyle. Ruthless as a child, now living wild. In the streets of California, you better be packing. And watch your back due to the fact that jacket. The wind breeze, blowing through the trees. And I'm still getting tacked at 100 degrees. Shine so hard on the avenue. From LA to the bank, brothers stay coming through. And Benzes, horses, fathers, bangs. Drop fools, lit chairs, and whipped up things. Gold days, bubbles, skinny, paint the kids. Fifth wheel, gold wheel, boy, I'm talking about lit. Some of the best females ever seen. Straight California snakes, out for your green. In the ghost state, living way too real, fool. And if you're soft, you best be cool. To the double R, all my time is getting coolie on Mac Dre, California living.
California living. Ah, yeah, that's so. Check out a little something like this. Check out. One, two, three, three. California. kill the beat on the California coast. We pop the most, and those for dope who spit the dope on the WSD. COASD, it's Young Mac Trey from the CRESD. Down and dirty, doing things that only players can do. Straight California liquor's what I'm saying to you. Riding, siding, whipping, dipping, 24/7. The brother ain't tripping. Mac Trey, the one you like to listen to. Nationwide, and now I'm listening to. Put a little swing in the rap game and come up strong for the Mac man.
Mac Treasy. I'm back, baby.
Oh, boy, where you been?
Back.
Where we y'all been?
I'm out the roof of an old school, trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing, and it's a damn shame how these smirks hate. These Gilligans been tripping since my first day. Well, here's another knob, dope as a hover ride. We you the bump while you side through the parking lot. After the club, pulling on the dub, hollering at Hutches just trying to get dug out, drought on niggas like me, M to the D from the ROMP, Bo Billy. Using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoe pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after five in the slammer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you. I thought you knew. I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, so I ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Your damn show ain't fucking with you.
She heard a 15's knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out buttered and she had the jock. I'm a whole magnet heat, I'm gon' pack it. Dough, I'm gon' stack it. Lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene, always smoking green. In the pen, I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your nigga D, Mac Driggity. Back in the V, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as a gift. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with tibbles and bits. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for the skill, I'm running with the peel. Going for two, with the double R crew. Doing what I do, I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn show ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn show ain't fucking with you.
Mac D or Ebonic. Dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stank like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool. Human jewel. At the studio turning blunts into Duvels with D-Con. Cause he keep D-Bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler. Straight chip getter. And she gotta pay. But try to get with her. No dough ho. Leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are. When we ride, it's the country club Crestside crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla girlfriend, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, show ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I
bitch,
do.
Don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, show ain't fucking with you. Thank you.
pull up to the light. The people all stare. Four niggas in the bins with the dreadlock hair. Smoke everywhere. Waving at Madeline on the wood grain dabbing with the license plate rallying. Doing what we want to. Hanging out the sunroof. Mentally ignorant. Boy, we go dumb, dude. Gas break dip. We call it dope and do a donut in your whip. We call it dose and get stupid. It's what we do good. Ghost ride the whip while we dancing on the hood. I'm amped, feeling good. I'm hiking a bitch face with a deer's face off of Nike. The women like me, I'm dipped in butter. I'll rob your butter, pimp the blood out your mother. I'm Mr. Stupid Doodle Dumb. Something terrible, tell them how we come.
S-T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it crackin' like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid, get stupid.
Side clown. I gig so hard, make my pants fall down. This be pound. Cutty, where'd you get it? Oh, you ain't know? Dr. Dre did it. I come with it. Rapping and rhyming and dancing, pantomiming, acting like I'm driving. Then switch it up. Dance like I'm fishing. See, in the Bay Area, we dance a little different. The Bay bounce to fizzle, the West Coast wiggle. Dude, it gets stupid. Come fuck with Drizzle. Call a hospital. He's having convulsions. No, he's getting stupid in his low yoking. Is the store still open? We need him, that privilege thing. That I mean, all in the dough. Like you, S-T-U-P-I-D.
S-T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it cracking like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid.
Let me tell you why we call the thing stupid. Cause when I dance, the chicks say,
you stupid.
You can do it. It ain't that hard. Baby, get dumb. Act like a retard. Shake your hair. Make it blow in the air. You gotta get into it. Growl like a bear. Now say why. No why.
Do the damn thing.
Girl, cut that shit up. Fill your cup. Don't be no punk. It don't look right if you really ain't drunk. Come on.
Come on.
Repeat after me, we go S-T-U-P-I-D.
S-T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it crackin' like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid, get stupid.
Washington, Muhammad I.E., Al Boo Boo, Mac Dammit Man, Bill Clinton, Dennis C., Ronald Dragan, Andre Mikasi, Thizzle Marley, and your Thizlamic correspondent, a.k.a. Andre Hicks. Rest in peace. Thiz in peace. The innovator. The motivator. If you missed my Mac Dre 101 session, go to the archives. I want to get into some news here real quick. We have Beneath Everything, who's going to join us in a second here. We still have Abu and Ace with us. There was something going on today. I was reading and it really caught my eye. And I touched on it earlier. Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay. This is off the AP Newswire. Wimbledon, England. Serena Williams fell to her knees on the grass, eyes closed, arms raised and threw her back, no, threw back her head. That's the first sentence off the AP Newswire by Stephen Wilson. Let me read it again, because I kind of stumbled upon it over it right there. Wimbledon, England, off the AP Newswire. Serena Williams fell to her knees on the grass, eyes closed, arms raised, and threw back her head. There, you heard it here first. I'm going to tweet that right now. That sounds hot. I can't believe I missed fucking Wimbledon this year. Fuck, where was I? It was her and her sister. It was both of them, and she was on her knees on the grass. I mean, I'm on the grass right now. I'm not on my knees yet, but I gotta YouTube that. Abu.
Yes, I'm here.
Did you watch Wimbledon?
I got up too late.
Oh. I missed it too, bro. Apparently, Serena Williams was on her knees.
Oh.
She's back on the grass.
I think she's gorgeous. I like Serena.
Yeah. Which one do you think's hotter, Serena or Venus?
Serena, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I would totally party with both of them, but I think I'd go with Venus.
Oh.
She's a little bit older, more experienced lady. She's a little more slender. I think she's got bigger tits.
No, Venus has bigger tits than Serena.
Really? I don't know. Well, Serena's just kind of built like a man, more like a man. You know, she's really, she's hyper athletic. She looks like fucking Ricky Williams. Don't get me wrong. Ricky Williams is an attractive man. I would have no problem getting him on his knees with the grass. But if I had my druthers, I would go Venus. That's just me. I'm Venus. Ace.
Yeah.
Which one would you rather have, Venus or Serena?
I agree. Serena's more built like a man. I'd go Venus.
Beneath Everything, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're breaking it out. Can you try again?
Can you hear me?
You're cutting in and out, dude. Are you like on Skype or some bullshit like that?
I did that click to talk thing. That's
click to talk? Oh, dude, I think that click to talk thing is fucked.
Yeah, I'm gonna get off and call some Skype.
I use it.
Is that what you're on right now, Ace Killer?
Yeah, man.
See, see it.
Why do you have a good connection and his sucks?
Because I'm Ace, man.
Oh, okay.
I'll call back.
See, Serena reminds you of another chick that you don't like, Vince, and that's Brooke Hogan.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I think Venus is hot.
Yeah, I said Venus. I said Serena.
Yeah, I'm easily Venus.
Brooke Hogan. Yeah, I couldn't do Brooke Hogan either. She
Brooke Hogan is, dude. Are you looking on the In the Building website?
No.
Oh, because they got a picture of her on the In the Building site, and I swear to God, I thought it was a dude in drag when I first saw the picture.
Wow. I just got done watching her show that I taped yesterday last week.
What show? The Cable Access show?
No, Brooke Knows Best comes on every Sunday.
Oh, I don't watch TV, dude. I just listen to BTR. And I Twitter.
I think Brooke is gorgeous.
She's pretty. I'll give her that, but she's
pretty. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't say no. But she's definitely not in the top 100.
Oh, no. But, I mean, that's not a good pitch on In the Building, by the way, anyways.
I mean, if I was, like, in a club and she, like, would start rubbing up on me, I'd be totally down.
Yeah, she got a nice pair of, you know, breasts, though. I
She kind of looks like her dad a lot, though.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I can't be with a girl who's got bigger calves than me, though. I'm afraid that if I went down on her and she put her legs around me, she might break something. I'm a skinny nigga, man. I ain't, I'm kind of buff, but I don't work out that much, so it's like, she break me, she easily probably beat my ass. I don't hit ladies, though. I don't know, man. I don't like bigger girls. I'm a skinny.
Hey, Beneath Everything, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
There's. It seems like you have a new level of crappiness now to your line, but it's better than the last. You sound like you.
Perfect.
Is there any way you can turn down the bass? Like, it just sounds like this. This is what you sound like. I'm going to demonstrate. Dude, I think that like, doesn't he kind of sound like the teachers in the Peanuts cartoons?
Oh yeah.
He sounds good. Everything's good on my end. I don't know what's
really?
Here.
I'm getting it.
Can you hear me right now?
Yeah, you sound better now. Hey, go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead. We're just gonna shut up and you just talk.
I was gonna call in and tell you guys about my tantric sex story.
Oh, okay.
It's not like you guys were talking about, man. It's completely different. It's about, like, feeling somebody's spirit and shit like that, man. It's wacky, and you got to be really down for it to work. It's not like you can just get on in it. You know, like, you have to be like, watch me be spiritual with somebody, and it's about, like, connecting with someone's, I don't even know, like, with their spirit, and it's not even about, like, finishing. Like, you finish in your head. It's not like you end the sex in the usual way. You walk away from each other feeling like you did without actually dating it, you know?
All right, I gotta cut you off right there, because that just sounds like torture.
It's not, if you're down for it, it's something that you know, you could really get into. Like, if you're not, I guess, a practitioner of it, then it ain't going to happen for you. Like, you can't just walk up to somebody and be like, yeah, let's get down with some tantric sex. And if someone comes up to you like that, then they're going to, you know, you're going to end up looking like a fool, you know.
Oh, so you can't do tantric sex on a one-night stand, is what you're saying?
Unless you're, if you're down with that, like, if that's your thing, and, you know, you've done it plenty of times, and you can get like that. It's like meditating, you know, like anybody can meditate, but it's not really, you know, for some people, it's not just closing their eyes and feeling, you know, quiet.
I saw a special on sex on HBO where actually two naked people were just naked, and they, like, had their legs, like, you know, sitting down, like, in the, what do you call it? You know, if you're sitting down on the ground, the legs wrapped around the
chest.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And they just
yeah, it
had
a lot to do with, like, touching.
There's no penetration, nothing. They just held each other and let their body energy kind of, like, arouse them and get them off. There was no penetration at all.
It's sort of like that, but a lot of it is, like, you know, there's actual fucking that goes on. But, yeah, it ain't like that, man.
I'm not good with that at all. He said it in his first sentence. He said, you can't just get right into it. If I can't get right into it, quite literally, I'm not down for it. Fuck that.
Nah, there's a lot of, like, let me breathe your air. You know, like, you gotta, like, breathe there. When they exhale, you're supposed to breathe in their air and become one with them and shit. It ain't fucking. I mean, in the end, you're fucking, and supposedly, if you're down with that, you can be going for, like, hours and hours and hours.
I thought it was self-pleasuring of them. The woman's self-pleasuring herself, you're self-pleasuring yourself, and then after you get each other off, then you go into the sex.
Now, that's just called a circle jerk.
A what?
That's called a circle jerk.
Yo, you know what? Having sex with someone in a mascot costume, excuse me, sounds more fun than any of that shit. I would just, what the hell? Speaking of that, that was what I was going to say to you earlier, Vince. I don't know what that's called, where people dress up like farm animals and start fucking, but that, nope. I can't do it. Vince, you might get into that, but that ain't me. Throw that out there. Y'all can chat about that. I ain't fucking nobody in a goat costume. I don't want to look.
Well, no, I think I don't know if it was on Bobblehead or Sidebar or whatever. They had a question that was, what would you not do? There's no amount of money that you would do something. And And my answer was bestiality. I did, that's just, you couldn't pay me enough to do anything like that. And I stand by that. As somebody who loves animals and was part of an organization that worked for animal liberation, quote unquote. But I wouldn't love them that much.
I wasn't necessarily saying, like, I was saying dressing up, you know, like costumes, you know, and get there. Like, it's actually been on, I don't know, like a news station or something a while ago, where people dress up in animal costumes and go and do orgies and shit, like in the wild, like in the woods or wherever their local outdoors.
Well, that sounds like that might be interesting, actually.
That, no. No, because, you know,
you're not actually, but no, you're not actually fucking animals. You're just dressing up. I mean, it's just another form of role playing.
I'm all for dressing
up. Yeah, you're
role
playing bestiality. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. I don't mind as long as I'm still, like, fucking my chick. Like, if my chick, like, I wouldn't go out of my way and say, hey, honey, let's dress up like animals and fuck. But if I met a chick and she was really cool and I was digging her and she's, like, really kinky and shit. And she's like, well, I have these friends, and we do this thing where we just dress up. It's, you'll love it. And I'll just be like, fine, I'd go along with it. Why not? You're still fucking her. You know, so what? You know, like,
no,
what's the difference between that or having her dress up like
a
schoolgirl? You know, you're not really fucking a schoolgirl. You're fucking your wife or your girlfriend or your lady, whatever.
They don't actually insert anything. It's like dry humping inside your costume, dry humping someone else.
Oh, I did that in high school. That wasn't very fun.
So you're inside a goat costume, for example, and you're boning a rabbit costume person, but nothing is inserted anywhere. You were just in a costume dry humping someone's ass. And they don't fuck or anything. So what happens if you fuck around and start dry humping some dude? You know, like, you're going to feel real awkward later when this nigga pop off his head and you're like, holy shit. Because you know you was just hitting that, so to speak. So, I mean, it's not even pleasurable, for one, like, really, I mean, unless you, like, dry humping. And then, two, it's got to get confusing. It's a big old orgy. They just go person to person in some frantic mode. And even if it isn't actual penetration or anything, it's still going to be awkward as hell when you humping some dude thinking it's a chick. And the better yet, why is this motherfucker bent over just letting this shit happen? So it's just like, I don't know, it's just this big old mess. I could not do it. And I mean, if y'all are into that, I'd love to hear about that. I'd love to hear your little side about that, how you stand on that, because that's something I just couldn't do regardless. That says you like animals and you're a homo. I don't know. That's not something I get onto. Vince, is that something you could do? Could you seriously dress up, go dry hump somebody in a frantic orgy around a campfire somewhere?
Sure. Like I said, if my lady was like, this is my thing, you know, every summer, me and my friends get together, we camp, and we dress up like animals and fuck each other and have orgies and shit, I'd be like, oh, sure, if it's like a novelty thing, why not? But if it's like, I wouldn't like ritualistically do it, but I mean, you're still, it doesn't matter, she's dressing up, it's still a fucking human being that you're fucking.
But
if I'm going camping with a chick, I'm going skinny dipping with a chick.
I'd much rather go swimming, but
out of the park. I'm all for role play, dressing up, all that shit. Yeah, you know, that's cool. That'll spice shit up, you know, every once in a while, do shit like that. But to a full body costume, no actual sex, and it's just weird. I mean, that's kinky in a bad way. That's kinky at its horriblest moment ever. It's a bad kind of kinky. I don't want to be with a bitch that is into that shit anyway. That's just creepy. It's creepy shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me. I mean, that's you, Vince. You know, I'm not gonna hate on you. I get where you're coming from. I really do. But I'm just saying, that's not me. You know, I'm all for it. If you want to dress up like a nurse or a librarian, you know, I'm down with that. You want me to break into your house and act like I'm raping you? That's whatever. But you ain't putting on no fucking bunny suit, and we damn sure ain't doing it if I ain't really getting none. So it's like, whatever.
That's funny that you mentioned the breaking into the house and raping. I just role played that with my girlfriend last week.
Okay.
Wow.
Wait, is your girlfriend an actual?
to 5 p.m. And quitting time is the time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get live, man, and go to gig. But somewhere in the world it's midnight. And the gorillas just shot too big. Somebody needs a bottle. This adrenaline, so that's the middle fence. Stopping through your suburbs like hope, meth, and riddle. Street lights and little sins. We fight for little yen. Despite the bitter end and ignite carcinogens. This is a little shot of can't be stopped. A lot of fuck you pay me, little fuck the cop. Cause them parasites will suck your wife and bankrupt your block. Chuck you overseas to fuck the block. And in the gallows of San Quentin, the officials were smitten by the smooth suave way which my initials written. So they paid no attention that the scribble transmission read. I'ma get out of here. Pray I don't get ammunition. Come on. Somewhere in the world it's 3 o'clock. It's time to get out as soon as they. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. And quitting time means time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to gig. Somewhere in the world it's midnight. And the gorilla just shot two pigs. Come on and come on with it. Time to knock out your soul. You can't see the scars. It's forced between the stars. It's dialogue of stolen DVD players and VCRs. I know a corner. If you say cocaine, they claim that you're taking the Lord's name in vain. I came to spit flames until the shit changed. Until we switch games, the streets drown in pain. Now, y'all might just drink and fuck to this. Let's knuckle up and deconstruct the shit. I'ma show you what they dysfunction is. They need some nickel-plated acupuncturists. Violent vulturists. Let's get tumultuous and bring a multitude to where they lunching is. Somewhere in the world it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. And quitting time is the time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gear. But somewhere in the world it's midnight. And the gorilla just shot two pigs. Come on, come on with it.
Listening to BTR and Vince in the Bay, it's whatever. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. We've got about 20 minutes left here. I'm still on the line here with Ace and Abu. We're gonna cut shit up here in a second. And I don't know if there's any other shows going on, but if there's not, we can keep chopping it up in the bonus hour if you guys want to. If not, we'll just cut it short. But 20 minutes left to take your calls, and if you want to chop it up in the after session, give us a call, 347-826-7667. That's 347-826-7667.
Why? Last week I had everything. Had it all
good just a week ago.
Had the money, had the cars, the bitches.
It was all good.
And the jewelry. And then my motherfucking nigga starts snitching.
Yeah. Yeah. Growing up in the hood, just my dog and me. We used to hustle in the hood for all of these problems. I called on him, he called on me. We wasn't quite partners, I hit him off my beat. None of my locked doors, off my keys. Yeah, we spoke much more than cordial relief. Man, he broke bread with me, my business spread swiftly. The feds came to get me, we both fled quickly. Wasn't quick enough to jump over the hedges with me. Got caught, and that's when our relationship strained. Used to call me from the joint till he ran out of change. And when he called collect and I heard his name, I quickly accepted. But when I reached the phone, he's talking reckless. I could sense deceit in his tone. I said, damn, dawg, what, 9 weeks in your home? He said, main man, you think shit's weak 'cause you're home. I just sat, Fat no more speech in the phone. The crackers up there bleaching your dome. You reach it. I said the world don't stop. I got the key, keep on. From there I sensed the beast was on. I ran to the spy store to have some more features on my phone. To see if I had bugs and leeches on my phone. Can't be too safe cause niggas are two-faced. And they show the other side when they catch a new case. It's on.
It was cool when you had hella weed to smoke. And you bought a new home and you keep the folks. I don't see how this side gets to be to vote.
It was all good just a week ago. Funny what? 7 days can change. A stand up nigga, now you sit down to aim. Used to have a firm grip, now you dropping names.
It was all good just a week ago.
Like I put the toe to your head and made you sell. We both came in this game, blind as hell. I did a little better, had more clientele. Told you put away some cheddar, now you crying for bail. 17 and I'm holding on to round the mill. I could bail out, blow trial and come around on the pill. Had niggas thinking I was from uptown for real. I had so much hustle, plus I was down the hill. Like a Brooklyn nigga, straight out of Brownsville. Down and dirty, down to fight the round 30. Freezing on them corners, still holding my crack. Looking up and down the block, where the fuck is the dough at? Came from flat broke to letting the dough stack. You tell them feds I said I'm never going back. I'm for Marcy, Marcy don't raise no rack. You know the consequences of your acts, you can't be sick.
It was cool when you had hella weed to smoke. And you bought a new home where you could keep the folks. I don't see how this side of you could be provoked. Yeah.
It was all good just a week ago. Funny what? 7 days can change. A stand up nigga, now you sit down to aim. Used to have a firm grip, now you dropping names.
Shit was all good just a week ago.
The lawyer I retained, you said you leaking some things. All this after a week in the bing. I'm mad at myself cause I didn't spot the weaker link. I would've bet the house you wouldn't speak a thing. Nigga, this was the oath to the top of broke. Even prick that finger, anything that got between us. We supposed to cop the Ninas. What happened to that? Said you copped out to a misdemeanor. Fuck it, the same thing make you laugh, make you cry.
That's right.
The same game that make you mad could make you die. Life's a dice game, sometimes you crap. Who would've thought you'd get popped one time and rap? And you know that's bad when your sister is mad. When your son gotta grow up like, this is my dad. The label end up a snitch is a lifetime star. You always be in jail, nigga, just minus the ball.
It was cool when you had hella weed to smoke. And you bought a new home where you could keep your folks. I don't see how this side of you could beat your folks.
It was all good just a week ago. Funny what? 7 days can change. A stand up, nigga, now you sit down to aim. Used to have a firm grip, now you dropping names.
It was all good just a week ago.
Shit is crazy, man. All these niggas out here sneaking. We just one step away from taking this crack money and recycling it through the ghettos and building back up our own hood. And all you niggas start snitching on each other. I got partners doing 15, 20. Wouldn't have been doing shit if you didn't snitch. Yes! About time y'all cut that shit out, man. It ain't all good. Shut your mouth.
This out.
It's the linchpin, lynching, anti-engine, bit by bit, chomping at the bit. My shot hit accurate, a prophet, passionate for profit, cashing in. That's the ish, lyrical laxative, running off after, never relax when lashing, different than the last one. So let's see, chocolate dip, nuts, I'm Nestle, milk, word wrestling, federation, guilt, y'all are complacent, still display some skill. My word placement, first place it, not a verse basic, my complex is complex. In check, no combat with comparable talents as yet. There's always a first, yet there's always a first, and always it hurts. So they always disperse. Tales, tucks, who, why, when, where, what, and how. Sorry, but not with that style. I'm fond of funneling these tactics tacked out. Cats until they tapped out. Put that down, cause I put that down. Yeah, I do that there. Why you ask scared? Talking about.
about who that's there, I knock them out. If you ain't ship shape, keep your shit shut. For my ship shape, leave this shit shut. Close up, sucker, get your pose up. You hold down, what's the hold up?
Something you do when you're fire resistant. An ion intrinsic, instantaneous to lenses. Diablo, domino effect, wobble, stumble. Trying to follow, ask Paulo, Dumbo. Need a model? Tadual, soft silicone, reverberate with real tones. Fill it home till it hurts deep in your bones. I mean, really drill it home till you're in the zone.
We put in the work to make your body jerk. We won't shirk the duty of making you shake the gluteus maximus. Yeah, that's what's up. The music is moving, you need to be catching up. Classical massacres occurs in a flash of blur, smashing our hymn of them when we clash with words. Adrenaline rush, shatter you fragile gentlemen when I hit them up with agile style. Venom and change the game like two waves did pages. And Tupac did before the plagiarist came. Swore twing around, we not horsing. I'ma do mine, you do your thing. Hieroglyphics is monolithic, chronicling our careening on a collision course to contradiction. God is listening. We collage in the lodge with the touch of a brush to paint this picture. I'm heartfelt with the texture of velvet. My art propelling the wax start melting. We making the matrix break to this and motivating the shake complacentness. Missed the many maneuvers. We get glitched in the groove as deep as it gets to reap benefits from Oakland to Brooklyn. The language spoken, broken and crooked. You know how we do it.
Something you do when you're fire resistant. An ion intrinsic, instantaneous to lenses. Diablo, domino effect, wobble, stumble. Trying to follow, ask Paulo, Dumbo. Need a model? Taj will start silicone, reverberate with real tones. Fill it home till it hurts deep in your bones. I mean, really drill it home till you're in the zone.
Oh, yeah. Hiro, right here on BTR. You're back at Vince. And let me get back into the control room here so I can unmute Abu and Ace. Hang on, guys. I'm going to get right to you here. Ace, I want to... We need to figure out, if you're going to keep trolling around on BTR here with me, we got to figure out where we're going next. So hang on a second. Hold on. Here we go. Son of a bitch. Abu, are you there? Abu and Ace, you're on.
I was just saying I could start a show if you wanted me to.
Sorry, bro, I didn't hear you. I just burped there. What'd you say?
I could start a show if you wanted me to, that we could go hang out.
Yeah, why don't you set up a show right now for 10 minutes? I mean, not a 10-minute show. Like, coming up at whatever. It's going to be 2 a.m. my time. I'm cool. I'm going to be trolling around. I'd rather just... do whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So go ahead and set that up. I think Abu fell asleep. Let me try him again. Hey, Abu, are you there? We lost Abu.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he comes to sometime soon so he can shut off his phone and not get charged for this call. I kind of feel... maybe I should just dump him. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to dump him.
Yeah,
later, Abu. And there goes Abu. All right, it's 4 a.m. in the Mill Nation. We have confirmation from Mill Nation that it's 4 a.m. Coming up at 4 a.m., it's going to be Ace Killa maybe here. Ace, just go for 2 hours, dude. Just who cares? Just do it. It's so easy to do. You just, you know, like you figured it out, that 15-minute thing. It's all you need to get to figure out how it works.
It's 3:48 right now, so yeah,
do it. Yeah, Wayne De La Ghetto says at least Abu didn't snore on the show. I guess he's notorious for falling asleep and like fucking passing out on people's shows. That was cool though. At least he came through for a little bit there.
Shit is not gonna let me pick a day. It is full for me.
Oh, really? You can't do another show today?
Nope. One's a limit? Holy fuck. Really?
That sucks. It should go by, like, the time limit. They should allow you to do 2 hours a day. Like, you only did a 15-minute show. Like, they should let you do at least, like, another hour show, you know?
What I could do, I think, is make a new account in Blog Talk Radio and start one.
There you go. Ace Killer Alias.
Yeah. I'll be back. 1 sec.
All right, man.
I don't know. It might let me talk to you the whole time I'm doing this.
I'm gonna, you know what? I gotta have a cigarette. I'm gonna put on a track anyway, so we'll come right back in a second.
All right, man.
Okay, we're gonna go into a song here. Why Ace tries to set up a show for potentially 10 minutes from now, although he might not be able to do one for another hour, I think, because I know when I try to do this show, because Miss Tasha was on, and, like, you know, I wanted to do one, like, I think she went to, like, 11:30 my time, so I was trying to do one on 11:30, but it wouldn't let me, so I had to do one at midnight, and the next available time for me to schedule was 3 a.m., like, I could either do it at midnight or 3 a.m. my time, so I think Ace might have to end up doing his at 3 a.m. my time, which is 6 a.m. 6 a.m. Eastern. But oh shit, Nasty's here. Oh shit. More Dre. Okay. Yeah, I got time to do some more Dre. I'll do some more Dre right here while I go take a smoke break, and hopefully Ace figures out how to get another show up and running. We'll get you that information. I'm just going to put on some Dre here. We'll be right back here at BTR. It's Vince with you. If you want to give me a call, there's still time to do it. 347-826-7667.
Look, cut. Tell it over there. Look at that Beezy.
I see ya.
Go Beezy. That's the police. Yeah, she's stupid, huh?
Please up the dick, please.
What is she doing? She's shaking it up, trying to get spotted. Ripped off in the seat, mixed with hypnotic. Man, this chick got it. She a singer, working that look like a R&B singer. Now she all in my Beamer. It's 2 o'clock, and I'm a rap star boy, feeling Tupac-ish. A rockish, call me Dre Van Halen. Off Busy Marley, I stay inhaling. I rock a party till it turn AM. It ain't a party till they let Trey in. I do the wave, man, and Captain Cave in. And some great bands, and some Ray bands. I'm Max Gray, man, I do it illy. Silly off of Billy, really, oh Billy. What the dilly, keep filling my cup. I'm filling myself, nigga, that's what's up. Some Mohini in my cup.
That's what's up.
A telly in the cut.
Nigga, that's what's up.
Some telly in the blunt.
That's what's up.
I'm finna act the nut.
Hey, that's what's up.
TV, DVD.
Hey, that's what's up.
E, hella trees.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Net back tap.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Baby, crack that back.
Come on, that's what's up.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. I don't got no time if you don't got no money.
She's got popsicle toes, man, she's cold. You know me, when I'm in my mode, I can talk a fly off a piece of dookie. I can talk a Muslim about his poopy. Act goofy, girl, get stewy. Miami, this a hit, call Chewy. Call the Louis, call my mama. It's gonna be the biggest thing since Osama. These punks don't want no drama. I put you on pause, stop you like a comma. I'm a piranha in bait water. Net back cap, throwback starter. D-boy with the square lick decoy. Hesto, used to be a D-boy. Three toys on double mo. Green is in back, I'm finna club some more. Some Mohini in my cup.
That's what's up.
A telly in the cut.
Nigga, that's what's up.
Some telly in the blunt.
That's what's up.
I'm finna act the nut.
Yeah, that's what's up.
TV, DVD.
Hey, that's what's up.
E, hella trees.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Net back cap.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Baby, crack that back.
Come on, that's what's up.
Cause the police let me out the pen. I've been stacking hella yen. Shillings, francs, even pesos. Big bank and sloppy facials. I don't chase hoes, hoes chase me. Getting jaw in the bins with the AC. Blowing almost harder than baby. No one's harder than Dre, I'm gravy. Saucy, flossy, keep things bossy. A little over 10 is what the rims cost me. A little more gin, I do the Jim Broski. Like Fillmore Slim, a pimp, you can't cross me. No shrimp, Dre eat prawns. And do you have any great coupon? I wanna rub it up, flip it up, smack it up. When I bustin' that, lick it up. That's a martini in my cup.
That's what's up.
A telly in the cut.
Nigga, that's what's up.
Some telly in the blunt.
That's what's up.
I'm finna act the nut.
Yeah, that's what's up.
DVD, DVD.
Hey, that's what's up.
E, tell a tree.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Net back cap.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Baby, crack that back.
Come on, that's what's up. That's what's up. Nigga, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, that's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up. Come on, that's what's up.
Try to get a show, and it gave me the only options it gave me was like what would have been 3 a.m. your time or 6 a.m. your time or Eastern time. So, yeah, are you going to do one at 6 a.m.?
Shit, I don't know.
All right, if you do one and I'm still up, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably head out of here either after your show if we can't get anything going or after wherever we go.
All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to sign off here in about 30 seconds. What we're going to do is Ace and I will hang out here and chit-chat in the VIP if you want to join us. It's 347-826-7667. You have 20 seconds left. It's 347-826-7667. And if we can't get something going, we'll just, like, troll around and try to find something. I'm going to go into this track to get us out, and then me and Ace will talk on the other side and figure out what's up. I'm going to play Midnight Jam here from Joe Strummer on BTR, 347-826-7667.
All transmitters to full, all receivers to boost. This is London calling. This is London calling. Best tunes we can find anywhere in the world, at any time, any place. Now we'd like to let rip on a whole different tip.
Welcome to all across the world.
chill it out a little bit.